Adam Evans with the NIRS News. An Aboriginal doctor says the need for a prescription should have been the baseline for regulating vaping products. As of yesterday, you'll need a medical prescription to get vaping products from a chemist.
If we're looking at why we have vapes in the first place, and that was, as I said, they were sold as a nicotine replacement for people who are addicted to smoking, cigarettes and other tobacco products. And so needing a prescription is in line with the way that other nicotine replacement products have been, you know, used in the market and in the health sphere, such as patches, for example. And so that change is really one that, you know, should probably have been the baseline for this. Unfortunately, it sounds like it's become a bit of a political football.
That's Yuwud Noongar man Dr. Jason King, the Clinical Services Director at the Girini Yalamukka Health Service in Yarrabah. After October 1st, you won't need a prescription. Child safety, cybercrime and privacy experts are expected to give evidence at a national inquiry into social media days after an executive from Meta denied that the medium had harmed children. Representatives from the Federal Attorney General and Communications Departments will appear before the inquiry today in its fourth public hearing in 3 weeks. The inquiry is tasked with considering harmful and illegal content on social networks, their impact on mental health, and the use of age verification technology to restrict children's access to digital platforms. Attorney General's Department representatives scheduled to appear before the committee include the Child Protection International Partnerships Director and the Head of Child Abuse Policy and Engagement in its Cybercrime Division. An Aboriginal elder says ancient sticks found at a Victorian cave wouldn't have been used to harm people thousands of years ago. Monash University researchers working with the Gunai Kunai Land and Waters Aboriginal Corporation have uncovered two small fireplaces with single sticks in the Buchan Caves Reserve in Victoria. Chemical analysis has revealed the sticks date back to the end of the last ice age. Gunai Kunai elder Uncle Russell Mullett says medicine men or women use the sticks in ceremonies.
There are two things Malamalang was doing. He or she could heal, or they could harm. The healing process was using bulk or crystal quartz for healing or for harm. And casuarina sticks, similarly, were used to harm people in particular, not to heal.
A new aged care report has found unemployment and misuse of taxpayer funding are major issues. The UTS Ageing Research Collaborative takes a biannual look at Australia's aged care sector. Author Professor Michael Woods has told National Radio News that many aged care homes are making a profit despite being taxpayer funded.
So they're making surpluses out of what is predominantly a taxpayer funded activity, direct care in aged care homes.
The report also found that greater accountability was needed to make sure taxpayer funding was spent on direct care staff. Australians are being urged to be on alert for symptoms of whooping cough, particularly in babies. There have been more than 11,000 cases of whooping cough in the past 6 months, compared to fewer than 2,500 at the same time last year. Vaccines are available, however, babies who are most at risk are too young to be immunised. President of the Australian Medical Association, Steve Robson, told the ABC that adults should get vaccinated to protect younger children.
Vaccination's readily available. It's safe for adults and pregnant mums. And of course, children have the vaccination as part of routine care.
To sport, and Australia's ruthless pursuit of Olympic hockey gold has been laid bare by four high-profile omissions from the Kookaburras and Hockey Roos teams to play in Paris. 16 strong squads were confirmed in Perth yesterday, men's coach Colin Batch relegating Tokyo Olympians Tom Howard and Daniel Beal, as well as luckless forward Nathan Ephraims. Ephraims and Howard will at least travel to France as two of the three reserves to be called on in case of an injury or withdrawal, unlike Hockey Roos striker Rosie Malone, who has missed out altogether. The Gold Coast talent was shortlisted as one of five for the World's Player of the Year gong last year and scored twice in the Hockey Roos run to the quarterfinals in Tokyo. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
For National Indigenous Radio Service, for voices of our people.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your sober calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with a beautiful lady by the name of Tracy Eaton, Oscar artist, and going to talk about the work that she's doing. She's here in Cairns. She's from down at Gold Coast.
Gold Coast,
and,
yes.
Yes, thank you. And a very good morning to you, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're up here doing work as an artist. So Celebrity Oscars. Yeah. Explain that first.
Okay.
What's that? Yes.
So I was very honoured to be given a commission, an exclusive commission to paint four Oscar nominees to celebrate their success.
Okay.
I've done that for 5 years, and 2025 will be the sixth year that I am providing products for them to say congratulations, really.
Mm.
And so what I wanted to do is incorporate that into the Art for Rescue program.
Okay.
So the imagery and the paintings that I'm doing now and also when I get back for my exhibition will be gifted for them for 2025.
Okay, beautiful. And when we're saying art, what sort of art are we talking, Tracy?
So my art is very bold in colour, abstract of nature, and interpretation of things that I see and I hear throughout mm-hmm. my life. So whether it be stories of people, moments in time, or the fabulous nature that we've had around us, we've been travelling north, that'll end up in my paintings.
Okay, fantastic. And so you're painting areas
yep.
of local
yep.
local places. And do the local places get the art back or get a copy of the art or how's that work?
Interesting that you bring that up because yeah. I was speaking to Channel 7 in Toowoomba because we came up from the Gold Coast inland
okay.
and then we're heading back the coastway and they're really keen to have one of the artworks that we've done
yes.
in their newsroom. So we're in discussions about that right now actually.
All right.
Because the
would they have to purchase it?
I think yeah. so because yeah. it is about charity. We are everything that we're doing is about raising donations and mm-hmm. awareness for Destiny Rescue,
okay.
which is the charity that I support. So
sure, Destiny Rescue. Give us a bit of background with those guys.
Destiny is a Sunshine Coast-based charity, 22 years old, and they work in 13 countries around the world to eliminate sex trafficking and exploitation of children.
Yeah, beautiful,
huge cause.
Yeah. I mean, beautiful in regarding the work that they're doing,
absolutely.
Stamping out that yuckiness.
Very much, and they are very focused not just on rescuing kids but on gathering evidence to ensure that as if charges can be laid against perpetrators. So
sure,
it's very cool.
Exactly, yep. And look, it's you as an artist, how long have you been an artist,
Tracy? I have been an artist for over 17 years now. Yes. And as a full-time profession for 7.5. Yeah, long time.
Fantastic. And I just heard off air, we were talking, first time to Cairns.
What's
up with that, Tracy?
I know, hello, right? I was travelling around with my husband years ago in a caravan. We got to Townsville.
That's way south.
I know. And we were there for 2 years and we never got round to coming north. And I was so excited to come here because it's beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful.
Travelling. All right, so you had a team of people travelling with you?
I have Kim Hanskamp, who is a photographer, and she, like myself, have donated our time to bring awareness to the charity.
Okay.
And so Kim is here to look after my puppy dog, Charlie.
Your bodyguard, Charlie. Charlie.
So she's with me, and then Kim as well to photograph and, I guess, diarise everything that we're doing because that's the important part.
How long's the road trip been?
So far, it's been 2 weeks. It's 28 days in total, 14 towns in that time.
Okay.
So it's a whirlwind, but been amazing because we get to really by painting live or in public, you get to have conversations with people that you wouldn't normally have because people are really intrigued about that creative process.
So you said colourful, so you paint with colours. So we're not sketching here?
It's acrylic paint.
Okay, acrylic paint.
And
fantastic.
I used to be an occupational therapist, so I'm a believer in colour and how it makes us feel. And it does tell its own story, so I use that strategically.
Sure, okay. So just the two ladies and a dog travelling.
Two ladies and a
and
dog.
And 2 days, and you've got another 26-odd days on the
road. Oh, no, 2 weeks we've been.
Two weeks.
Kansas is our halfway point.
Halfway point, thank you. So where from here then? And where have you been?
We have been Toowoomba, Roma, Emeralds, Charters Towers, Lind, which I love. It's just a little row house in the middle of nowhere. Obviously here now, Cairns. And then we head back from Townsville, Mackay, Rockhampton, Agnes Waters, and then Sunshine Coast, and then back to Cold Coast.
So when you come to a beautiful place like Cairns, have you started painting yet?
I am painting this afternoon. Oh, I've started painting in the caravan park. We're staying at the Crystal Cascades,
yes.
So stunning. Beautiful. Oh, my God. Yes. Look up in the morning, all that fog
rain
coming over the hills.
Exactly.
So I've been painting there for the last 2 days.
Okay.
Because the rain's been quite patchy.
Sure.
But today we're about to head down and start painting on the Esplanade because it's so lovely.
Yeah, beautiful. And that's it. Then you head off tomorrow, do you?
We head off tomorrow morning, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Can people see your work or see what you're doing?
Of course they can.
Do you get a web page or Facebook page? Or?
All of the above, Trevor, of the above. So if you would like to either have a look at artforrescue.com.au or my website, which is Tracy Eaton, and obviously Facebook, social, LinkedIn, Instagram, all over those as well.
Tracy with an IE?
Yes.
Eaton, EATON?
Yep.
So check it out, Oscar's Artist. Check that out, and also people can donate.
They certainly can, and we'd appreciate that. So we obviously, raising awareness is fantastic, but certainly supporting us via donation, whether it be individually or like a one-off donation or whether it be $10 to whatever you feel is right for you, it all helps.
Does. Sure, fantastic. Well, nice yarning with you, Tracy. Do enjoy the journey.
Thanks, Trevor.
It's fantastic, and you're doing something you're passionate about. And they say the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up.
Absolutely.
And you're doing exactly that.
Thank you.
Tracy, keep smiling. Travel safe.
Enjoy our city. I was going to say you too, but yes, I will.
Enjoy our city. You take care. All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Tracy Eaton, her name is, artist. And here, celebrity Oscars. Celebrity Oscars, artist Tracy Eaton. She's now in Cairns, and you can see her work, so do check it out. Tracy with an IE, Eaton, Facebook page, web page. Do check it out, Google her, and donate for the cause and helping a rescue organisation and down there at Sunshine Coast. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM, Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to the National Radio Service. Too deadly.
Where we walk about, rainforest, yeah. Eating only wild berries and fruit.
Hey, why?
When we could walk about in our rainforest, yeah. When we could walk about, then people talk about. From Jabba Guy, him and the Yabba Wawel,
Squab
Kirby, hey, why? They are the protectors of this rainforest of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na pulkoro jine.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
24/7, playing on the beach with my siblings, doing everything you can imagine. Fishing, diving, going hunting with the uncles, and the steakhouse and the turtles. And a lot of teaching about the old days ways. Oh, don't you just miss home? Cause I'm really getting homesick, thinking of home. I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss my brothers and my sisters. But it's never too late if you're far away, cause you can always go back to the Torres Strait. That's where Wild and home is, waiting patiently for you.
Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care, care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say, yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Kelly McPherson, Media Manager, and talk about Walkabout Australia, invest in our royal shows. We're talking from inner city suburbs to outback towns. Australians are coming together to celebrate, promote and connect Indigenous talent to wider Australia and the rest of the world with help from the National Indigenous Cultural Centre and Walkabout Australia. We have Kelly on the line. Kelly, good morning, sister. How are you?
Nayag, very good. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
Now, thank you very much for coming to the program, my sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Kelly.
So So I'm from Barkindjee, Mallingupa, Willikali country out in far western New South Wales.
Yes.
So I was born in Broken Hill because there's no hospitals in Wilcannia, but I was born on Wilcannia, Barkindjee country on the Darling Barker River in far western New South Wales.
All right, beautiful. Good country, and thank you very much for sharing. Look, fantastic. Walkabout Australia invests in our royal shows. I say to my mob, you know, like, we are wealthy being black. We just got to be proactive, get our skin in the game. Carrying our culture is a powerful, you could say, business tool, but it belongs to us, and respectfully can be delivered and educate and bridge builder and all the above. So that's what you're doing, is taking our culture to the so-called royal shows around Australia, yep?
Absolutely, Trev, and it's a really different thing that we're doing. We're one of the first to do it. The shows were really happy to have us involved, but I think agriculture and Indigenous culture have a lot of connections in our more recent history.
Yes.
And that it's something that we don't talk about. You know, some of the greatest stockmen this country has ever seen has been Indigenous men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to celebrate that as much as we celebrate our white Australian history and learn about it and be educated. But that's not what it's all about, but it is about getting into those royal shows and getting our brand and our message and our stories in front of millions of Australians in a really safe, family-friendly environment without politics. We understand that politics is important and it's a job that needs to be done, but it's not our job. Our job is here to promote talented Indigenous Australians and enterprises.
So do you take a group of people with you when you go into the royal and regional shows, or do you get in touch with the TOs, the traditional owners on country?
We do both. So we have our core team. So we've got a team of Indigenous chefs. So we've got some chefs from Torres Strait. We've got North Queensland too, actually.
Good. Represent, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got from Melbourne as well and down around New South Wales area as well. So we've got a team of Indigenous chefs. And when we were going around the royal shows, they did a fantastic job. We did a coat of arms burger, which is actually my recipe.
Okay, there you go.
From a Barkindjee recipe. So it's kangaroo and emu, which is the Australian, the Australian emblems.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And the Australians just loved it. And we did things like croc dogs and roo dogs instead of hot dogs. And
yeah,
it was just amazing. We adapted our menu. So
that's bush tucker right there.
Oh, bush tucker's awesome, mate. It's the best. And it's really, really good for you too. So there's an education side of things to that, because every bush tuck is different wherever you go, you know. So I learn a lot about other things that I didn't know about before. Like Christy, one of our chefs, talked about dugongs and turtles up in the Torres Strait and things like that, and how they cooked them and what they did. So that was very different, being a desert dweller, if you like, hearing from someone from a coastal place, you know, an island. So we've got our core Indigenous chef team. Then we've got our entertainers. So last year we took around Isaiah Firebrace, who's a very well-known Indigenous artist.
Yes.
But then we also engaged local traditional owners to come in and do their entertainment and talk to us and, you know, get out there and tell their story. So we did both. We absolutely engaged with the locals, and we brought our own team as well to sort of help inspire, enable and help them as well.
Good.
Along and provide that that inspiration, you know.
Well, fantastic. When we're talking about royal and regional shows, I mean, you're getting locals there, and you're getting, like I said, non-Indigenous people as well. And there you have culture, virtually, as have a platform to perform. And like I said, bush tucker and, you know, talented First Nation people. Yeah, business opportunities, you know, for our black people. But it's a great space, and we're very talented people, aren't we?
We absolutely are, and I think there's so much talent out there. And I think this dream of mine first started, I remember I had my first baby and I was sitting on the couch in Wilcannia and Kathy Freeman won the gold medal. Remember that?
Yeah, darling. Yeah,
and
yep,
I remember crying when that happened, when she took that Aboriginal flag and that Australian flag and ran around, and I was just so proud of her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And
exactly.
I actually had the opportunity to meet her a few years later and told her my story, and she took me away and spent a good half an hour with me, I guess, giving me beautiful. A pep talk as a little 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. Can.
And I guess, whilst I don't know her personally and all of that, she's definitely been a catalyst in my mind of, like, you can actually do this. You know,
exactly.
Like, it's just, we need to provide the opportunities, create the opportunities and, you know, pay people for their work and pay people for their talent. You know, it's a great initiative. I'm very proud to be involved in it.
So Walkabout Australia, that's an entity as such, a private business or an organisation?
No, it's actually not. So Walkabout Australia is actually a division of the National Indigenous Cultural Centre, which is an Indigenous charity.
Okay.
And that charity is 100% owned by its members. So it's not owned by anyone but the members.
Okay.
We are a division of that, so we're an Indigenous promoter.
Okay.
And our aim is to create and provide opportunities for talented Indigenous Australians and enterprises and those opportunities that we were just talking about to connect to mainstream Australia and their local communities through NIC Online. So NIC is the National Indigenous Cultural Centre.
Yep.
That's the online portal. So that's where we want to be able to, people can go there to find Indigenous products, Indigenous artists, Indigenous events, those sorts of things, connect with them directly online, and we hope to become the number one in Australia over time. And Walkabout Australia is the in-person connector of Indigenous culture, talent and enterprise to the rest of the world. So basically we are the physical get out there and actually do it people.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a nice joint venture, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and we've got the support of a lot of people. So we've got every single person at Walkabout at the moment is a volunteer. None of us are paid, and we're all doing this for the love of our country and the love of our culture.
Beautiful.
And we have Indigenous and non-Indigenous in those teams. So, you know, like this is a real message to Australia that if you want to support something that is all about love and friendship and mateship and understanding each other better.
Yes.
This is a boat you've got to jump on.
Exactly.
You know,
a beautiful
vehicle. And we'd really appreciate your help.
And getting it together, you know, and like I said, it becomes a tool for education. It becomes a bridge builder, and you know, and it's about showcasing our beautiful culture and also entrepreneur, business opportunity, job opportunities. So it's a powerful vehicle, my sister, and thank you for sharing.
It certainly is, and, you know, it's important to note, too, that we're not funded by the government, and we never will be. We don't aim to be a government-funded organisation. We actually want Australians to support us at the moment so that we can continue on our journey.
Good. Well, enjoy that journey. My sister Kelly, thank you very much, and all the best to your deadly team there. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon, my sister.
Thank you very much, Trev. I appreciate it. And if anyone wants to help us, they can donate on the National Indigenous Cultural Centre website. So it's www.nicc.org.au.
Fantastic. All the W's .nicc.org.au. Kelly, thank you, my sister. Keep smiling, sis.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Trev. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's Kelly McPherson, Media Manager, Walkabout Australia, and Walkabout Australia invest in our royal shows. So taking our culture to the local shows around the place, and that's a great vehicle as such. And we're talking about attending royal and regional shows and taking our Indigenous talent, bush tuck experiences and enterprises. Fantastic, great opportunity. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the baldy one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Watching my daughters running around, catching away, yeah. Akabet is fishing, here they go again. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control.
Round and round.
Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control.
Round and round.
Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control car. Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, Calcelot, animal control car. On Thursday Island, it's paradise to me.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong, that daily number 1-800-422-416. Now, free workforce planning micro-credential course for small and medium businesses. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Jim Varghese, AM Board Chair for this deadly space. And we do have Jim on the line. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to the program.
No, my pleasure.
Who your mob were you from, Jim?
I am the Chair of Jobs Queensland.
Yes. And you're based where?
I'm based in Brisbane.
Okay. Fantastic.
I have a number of other roles, obviously, different hats.
Yes.
So I'm also the chair of the Springfield City Group board, and the and on the Parliamentary Remuneration Committee, and a few other hats. Yeah.
Good. Spinning a few plates here, my friend.
I do indeed. Yes, thank you.
Very busy. Fantastic. Well, if you want something done, give it to a busy person.
Yeah. Ah, well, it's good to be busy then, not, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
As long as I do my daily morning meditation, I'm fine.
There you go. Yes.
I'm also the male patron of the Lockhart River Puya Foundation.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I've been associated with that community for 20 years.
Yes. Beautiful.
When I was in government, as government champion, and then as deputy chair of the foundation, and now they asked me to be the male patron. Quinton Branch is the female patron.
Yes. All right, fantastic. So we're talking about free workforce planning, micro-credential courses for small and medium businesses. So we're talking about all industries, no matter what business, and we're talking First Nation business owners, is that right?
Yep, we're talking the whole gamut. We'll refer to them broadly as the workforce planning in that context. So yeah, very happy to talk through that.
Yep, fantastic. So these courses, is this the first time this has happened, or how do people apply, and what sort of credentials do they need as such?
Well, I think the best way to look at it is that Jobs Queensland, as we're well known, we've just partnered, for example, with the University of Sunshine Coast to help businesses grow their skills and capability in workforce planning.
Yes.
So in that alone, we provide a free course that equips businesses to develop a workforce plan. And this is important regardless of their size or experience. And if any person's are listening, you can always check the University of Southern Queensland website.
Yes.
So so I guess your really question is then, how does this course relate to all businesses in all industries?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, it is open to businesses from all industries.
Okay.
So as an organization, we know businesses across the state are experiencing with labor market challenges, what I call the job cycle particularly, which is why Jobs Queensland has partnered with the University of Sunshine Coast to offer the workforce planning for business courses for free, and this is important, for free for all Queenslanders registered businesses regardless of the industry they're working. So to put that in context, we have over 220 micro, small and medium-sized organisations across Queensland that have already completed the training, and over 50 are currently enrolled in the Cairns course.
Okay. Fantastic. And we're talking different, the courses deliver different departments of a business, say like marketing, accounts, all that sort of stuff?
Yes, it can cover the range of it, but essentially, just to give an example of that one, if you are in fact a full-time business operator, even a part-time operator, you can register the business and you're welcome to enroll. So we know part-time operators are thinking about their business growth and how they plan for a future workforce. So there are no restrictions on the hours of operation in that regard. So from our point of view, if you'd ask the question, do the business owners need any qualifications to apply for the course? That is a question I get asked a fair bit. And the answer is no. And this is important. The great thing about the course is no previous experience or qualification is needed to enroll or complete it. It's entirely accessible for Queensland registered businesses. And to answer your specific question, when you do enroll for it, do you receive a certificate of some kind? The answer is yes.
Yes.
If they complete the modules and submit assessment items, they're eligible for a certificate of completion and a credit for one elective course in the university of Sunshine Coast Graduate Certificate in Business Administration.
Okay.
So for those just wanting to learn how to develop a workforce plan and don't want a qualification, they don't need to do the assessment at all.
Okay.
The assessment is not mandatory but can lead to further study if they wish to pursue that option.
Sure. Well, knowledge is power. More knowledge you can get, it's about running a business, is a powerful iron in the fire, so to speak. And are we talking about a minimum or maximum there, Jim? Can like 2-3 people from the business go to the course, or how's that work?
Yeah, no, there's no reason why they can't. We just look through the capacity and capability as we move it through.
Yes.
It's open to all. And one thing very good about this all is the ability and adaptability so that we do make it available to businesses in a way that's easy to access.
Yes.
And it's great to have this with the University of Sunshine Coast and also the Cairns Coast, which we had over 15 enrolled.
Yes.
And just the fact that we've got 220 micro, small and medium-sized organisations already completed the training tells you a lot.
Fantastic.
And we've got 50 currently enrolled in Cairns.
Good, good. So where do people apply, and have they already missed the boat for this next set of course, or...?
No, they can apply, get onto that website, as I said before, unisc.edu.au/WPB for the details.
Yep.
And that will allow them to either go online or study in person.
Okay,
and
good.
It's open to all industries.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I'd simply go for it. So from our point of view, in terms of what we're on about, we're on about Jobs Queensland is on about helping to secure a skilled and resilient workforce for Queensland's future. And therefore, under that sort of policy framework, The course is based on Jobs Queensland's free Workforce Planning Connect resources,
which
is now available on the Jobs Queensland website. So I'd also recommend you look at the Jobs Queensland website, and that'll give you further information.
Fantastic.
We found that quite helpful.
Yeah, I think, look, it's a great vehicle, and thank you very much for sharing. All the best. So people can go and check out the webpage, all the www.usc.edu.au/WPB. All right, fantastic.
And also look at the Jobs Queensland website, as every show.
Okay, beautiful. Well, nice talking with you, Jim. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Stay warm. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And
look forward to reconnecting in the future.
Bye. Sounds good. A beautiful Yanda. Jim Vagies, his name is, AM, Board Chair of the Workforce Planning and Connect. Resources there with USC. So do check it out, all the W's, .usc.edu.au/WPB for free workforce planning, micro-credential courses for small and medium businesses. To Delhi, knowledge is power. Get educated. You might, but knowledge, in actual fact, is potential power. You still got to act on that knowledge, don't you? Like a person who's been 9 years in university, 15 years in university, and got about 5 degrees. Are you going to use that information, or as a professional student, is what I'm saying? Get the knowledge and then act on the knowledge is what I'm saying. Have your say. Jan Armstrong here, National Talk Black.
Goes on to the future of another day. Hey, all my boy, don't wait for someone else to say. Stay the same and remember the aim. What you're going for. So open your mind and live your dream. This is your destiny. 'Cause the sun will rise to bring another day. What you waiting for? Milina Rakonya Jalgiri Niranmina Waroyo Mara Rungina Walalili. Oh,
Immerse yourself in Queensland's rich, diverse First Nation arts and culture at 2024 Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. From July the 25th, CIAF celebrates its 15th anniversary with hundreds of First Nation artists, performers, fashion designers and creatives. Experience over 30 events from the opening night party to fashion performance, workshops, children's activity and so much more at the Cairns Convention Centre and venues across the city. So grab your tickets now at CIAF.com.au.
Station sponsor.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.